Hello again.
It's still me.
It's still the middle of the night. And I'm still, very sensibly I think, lying in my bed. I seem to spend quite a few hours these days. Between 3-ish and 4:30-ish. Lying awake in bed. Thinking of things. I've just been reading, catching up on, the rather wonderful Diamond Geezer blog. I thoroughly recommend searching this out if you haven't done so already. It's written by somebody who lives in East London, in Bow, and has been blogging for a long time about the transformation going on. Well, that was going on, rather, in his neighbourhood for the Olympic Games and Paralympic Games, talking about the changes that were afoot in the area that became the Olympic Park and into the surrounding areas, and also occasionally further afield in central London and even on the southeast coast of England. And he takes a fairly wry look at life and people. Quite sympathetic. Quite sentimental. Clearly somebody who values history, heritage, the past. And I suppose fitting in with that, one of his most recent articles was a listing of mainstream but independent booksellers still present in London. Not second-hand bookshops, he hastens to add. Not specialist bookshops, like Stamford's, he also added. Stamford's, incidentally, is probably my favourite bookshop in the world. But bookshops selling first-hand books, but with the care, attention to detail, help and support that can only really be found in independent shops. My reason for commenting on this on Audioboo? Well, perusing bookshops is one pleasure that I really miss in life. There was a time, albeit when I was relatively young, when I could still walk around a bookshop. Usually for me, either the travel or transport sections. Pull out books, read their spines, pick a page at random and have a read. Sit down in a comfortable armchair and have a flick through. Read a passage. Even find something that I might want to buy, take home, and read more. There aren't many pleasures in life, previous pleasures in life, that I bemoan the removal of, but reading real books is something that, as somebody with a degenerative eye condition, which still gives me useful vision for navigation, for seeing some aspects of the world around me at least, and crucially for being able to, given the right conditions, large enough text, the right font, right font weighting, good contrast, white and black, to read text on a computer screen. But as somebody with that degenerative eye condition, reading books is one of those pleasures that I really miss. So there are two aspects to this here. First of all, there's reading a real book. Now, to a point, I can recapture this by using VoiceOver on the iPhone to read books in iBooks. I get a fairly plain voice, which reads in a pretty neutral way, text in front. But it doesn't quite replace reading it for yourself. I think one of the greatest pleasures of reading is seeing those words and converting them into images in your head, building up a picture of what the author is writing about. It may be nothing like what the author had in mind, it may be exactly like it. But that doesn't really matter. You build up your own storyboard, effectively, of what you're reading about. And for me, audiobooks, even those read in a way which doesn't dramatise the events, which doesn't put character into the people presented in the book, for me it takes away that magic. It takes away the ability to draw my own pictures. It forces a picture onto me. It's like a film. It's somebody else's interpretation of the words. It doesn't allow space to producing one's own. The other aspect of this, which was brought to mind by looking at Diamond Geezer's blog this morning, very early this morning, is simply browsing a bookshop. A number of my friends adore bookshops, and when we're out, if we pass one, we have to go in. And whilst they are wandering around the history section, head turned at that sort of funny angle that you need to read the spines. Or was I the only one who did that? Pulling out books, not so at random. Reading a page, maybe a few pages. Maybe becoming so absorbed that a whole chapter goes by. And then moving on and reading a different section, picking a section that you haven't thought about reading before, perhaps. Or maybe looking at one of those local sections that you get in often in bookshops, presenting local histories or maps of the area. Whilst they're doing that, I can wander the shelves. But save for, a patchwork quilt of different colours and patterns, I can't read the spines. And if I should pull out a book at random, the page is just a mass of inky splodges on a light grey page. And maps, just lines of squiggles, quite indiscernible to my eye. But there is one pleasure that's left to me, and it's one which I think many sighted people will know of themselves. Perhaps occasionally indulge in when they're flicking through those pages, sitting down in a chair somewhere, in the bookshop to read on a little bit more. That is the wonderful smell of books. If I had a book close to me now, I would flick open a page and inhale a deep nasal breath. Is there anything more evocative than smelling the pages of different books? Perhaps second-hand bookshops are better for this, but you can still do it with modern ones. Modern ones, I mean, those selling new books. Smell the difference between the front, between the cover, around the bindings and the pages as you flick through, and that waft of new book that spreads up as you flick the pages. And perhaps the difference between a glossy tabletop book, a book of photographs perhaps, and the latest novel. I wonder if you could navigate a bookshop by smell. It gives me mixed thoughts thinking about this, I have to admit. On the one hand, there's the loss of reading books. I still have loads of books, and I refuse to get rid of them because I think owning books is a mark of civilization, I suppose. It's about the possession of knowledge, even if that knowledge is inaccessible. But on the other hand, there is the wonderful, utter joy of experiencing books in one of the only ways left open. One of the only meaningful ways left open to me. Inhaling the aromas of paper, ink, and glue, perhaps. I shouldn't admit to that, should I? Bound up together in a case of paper or board, stacked neatly on endless shelves.